Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to this holding meditation where we explore the two faces of seeing what is not. I invite you to get ready for the meditation. Make sure that your space is quiet and will not be disturbed. Turn off any electronic devices, close the door, put a note on it if you need to. Let family and friends know that you're in quiet meditation time right now. And then sit comfortably. It's good to have feet flat on the floor, hands in an open position. I like to cup my hands under my, on my lap, basically under my womb. You may have a different hand position that you prefer. If you need to be reclined, it's a good idea to make sure that your feet and your legs are not crossed, that they're separated. And sit comfortably straight. Your spine does not need to be erect, but it should be comfortable. And begin by breathing into the space that you are, aware of your inhale and your exhale. Do not try to guide the flow of your breath, but rather observe the flow of your breath. Become aware of the space between your breaths. That small sliver of stillness is the doorway to yin energy. As you become aware of that still space between your breaths, allow yourself to notice its coolness, darkness, quietness, the expansive nature within that small space. Now invite yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love. Kindness, laughter, compassion, romantic love, anything that stirs your heart. This could be a moment between two people, between you and an animal, you and a flower, a sunrise. A moment when you felt your heart stir in a beautiful way. And allow that moment to become very present right now. Notice that the love that you feel and that expansive stillness are really one. Invite that expansive nature of oneness and love to anchor in your energetic womb space. Your energetic womb is connected to the primordial womb of all life from which we come. We call it space. So allow yourself to travel into space and let your imagination bring you whatever you need to feel safe. In this space, you are loved exactly as you are. There's nothing you can do to turn the love away, and nothing you can do to earn it. It exists as you exist. In this loving space, allow yourself to be aware of a feeling inside you, a desire, something you have longed for that is not yet fully manifested. And as you think about this, open your heart deeply to love and compassion, deeper into love than you have ever been before. Let your heart and your senses open. And bring this desire to that love and that spaciousness. Allow yourself to feel that desire fulfilled, to see it, sense it, hear it, know it, taste it, smell it, feel it, fulfilled. Allow that sense of fulfillment to expand. In this awareness, you might notice the parts of you that are doubting because it has not yet happened in physical reality. So allow yourself to hold the doubts, the fears, the concerns about what is not yet, what is becoming. Allow yourself to lovingly, graciously hold the fears, the evidence from the past that you think may be showing you it may not happen. Hold that fear. With great love, go deeper into love than you've ever been before. Expansively into love. And hold that fear, born from lifetimes and childhood memories. And that fear that forgets your accomplishments. The fear that forgets the progress you have already made. Breathe with that fear. Breathe in and out, gently caressing its edges with your mind and your heart, letting those thoughts and feelings soften, unwind, unravel. Gently. Notice how still and quiet it wants to become. Allow it to become that still. It is in the stillness that it is reborn. Awake and aware of potential longing to become itself, longing to happen. And offer your permission for that awareness, that potential to become. Nurture it with your love and your respect and your regard that it exists, that it came from the mind and heart of the divine and planted like a seed within you, ready to be nurtured and watered, ready to grow and expand. Allow yourself once again to feel the fulfillment of your desire, to see it becoming, to feel it becoming, hear it, taste it, smell it coming to life. As it comes to life, you might notice an I am. A thought, a vision, a feeling, a word, a knowingness, a sound, a symbol of the I am of your desire fulfilled. Let that I am fill you and fill the space. Let it reach out beyond you. As it draws in and attracts what it needs to become, to fulfill itself. You can bring this I am to your altar, your nightstand, your refrigerator, your mirror, your desk, some place to remind you during this moon cycle that this beautiful energy is becoming inside you. And with the feeling and the awareness and vision of its fulfillment, invite yourself to bring this feeling and this knowingness, the sounds, the symbols, the vision, whatever you have received with you into physical form. And we're going to take three big breaths and anchor this manifestation in the spiritual into manifestation in the physical. So I invite you now to breathe through your nose with a big, deep breath and blow. Good, blow it into your bones. And as you do, feel the air around you. Notice it has temperature, texture. There might even be scent. Next breath, further into the body. Big inhale and blow. Good, right into your body, bringing it into physical. Become aware of your body sitting against matter, sitting against a chair or the floor or the ground. There's contact. There is a body. And with your last breath, coming all the way back in and bringing this I am, the fulfillment of this desire that is being born. It is becoming. And as we take this last breath, affirm the celebration of its becoming right into your body. Big inhale. Blow hard. Good. Blow the celebration of its becoming into your field, into your body, into your bones, and then stretch. Stretch, wiggle, make sure you can feel your body, and when you can, very gently open your eyes and live in the fulfillment, beautiful journey of this desire in its becoming.